Yeah.
Hanukkah ends on Sunday, which means now is the peak season for latkes. Last Chance Foods producer Joy Y. Wang spoke with chef Inat Admini about her traditional and non-traditional recipes for potato pancakes. Chef Inat owns the restaurants Bella Busta and Tyene. She says there's no healthy alternative to frying the pancakes. This is what she recommends.
I think you should balance it with other things, with fresh salad or fresh something else. Yes, you eat fried falafel, for example, but you have all wheat pita if you like the pita, and then you have a beautiful vegetable salad. And I think it's all about the balance.
What are your tips for making potato latkes? How do you make sure the grated potato sticks together? Do you use egg? Do you soak the potatoes?
So the basic latke, it's made from grated potatoes, grated onion, flour, and eggs, and some seasoning. But the eggs and the flour are going to bind everything together. Some people actually grate a potato into a water, bowl of water, and I think that's in order not to get darker.
Oh, because the color changes from the oxidation?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't like it. I think it's also released all the starchy, and it's not going to, you will need much more flour after an eggs.
So you say don't soak the grated potato.
No, just do it fast. You need to do it fast.
Oh, okay.
So the minute you grate a potato, you will put like eggs right away and the onion and the flour. So you mix it and then you need to fry it right there.
Have everything ready to go.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned to me that you've made latkes from a lot of different things. What are your favorite untraditional latkes?
I believe sanchok is one of my favorite vegetable. And the problem with sanchok that is oxidized pretty fast. So you need to work it even faster than you work with potatoes. But this is, the taste is great.
I know that in America, latkes are often served with applesauce and sour cream. Is that something that you do?
No. Too sweet for me.
Yeah.
Basically, this latke I made this year is with preserved lemon and honey. So there is a little bit sweetness, but there's a lot of intensity from the preserved lemon that give all the flavor, and I like that. So yes, I like in a lot of food, not necessarily latke. I like a little bit sweet here and there to balance acid or spiciness. But latkes for me with applesauce, it's always a little bit weird.
So is that not something that you ate in your native Tel Aviv?
You know what I did this year? I grated the Granny Smith into the latke. So I know that because people, the tradition is to have applesauce. I said, I'm not going to serve it with applesauce, but I'm going to put the apple inside the latke recipe.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the biggest challenges is making latkes quickly. And you mentioned that when you put things together, you have to have everything ready to go so that the potato doesn't oxidize. But when you're actually frying the latkes, that's also something that has to happen at the moment you're going to eat them, right? Is there any way to avoid having the chef stand in front of the stove all night?
You can do some ahead and then eat it up in a very high temperature to get a crisp back, but I don't think it would ever be the same.
So the best case scenario is having an open kitchen where everyone can hang out while you're frying the latkes and eat them immediately.
Yeah, I done that before. I have some private event in the past that people asked me to go and cook for them latke, and I said, okay, this is, I have to be. So it was funny, all the guests is around me and I make the latkes right on the spot. So I think it's the only way.
Inat Admoni is the chef and owner of Bella Busta and Tyene. Thanks for coming in today, Inat.
Thank you.
To learn more and to get Inat's recipe for potato, yam, and carrot latke with honey, preserved lemons, and yogurt sauce, click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.